This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's that time of day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, where every single day at 1 p.m. we dive into a different mock draft somewhere on the internet, Hugh Douglas. We'll do this leading up to the NFL draft, which is 4 weeks from tomorrow. All right, let's dive into this one. We go to CBS Sports. At number one overall, I think all three we've done so far this week, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Hugh, I didn't know when this draft process began if we'd have a consensus number one, because, you know, Ward, it wasn't talked about the same way Caleb Williams was last year, but it seems like everyone says now he's the guy.
Well, and not only that, it's a really, really weak quarterback class.
Yep. And he's
as
the best.
We know, out of all the quarterbacks, so it's not really, I would assume, it's not really up for debate.
Yeah, and they don't have anything at quarterback. So Cam Ward, number one overall to Tennessee. Number two, this one's a little different. The Cleveland Browns select Travis Hunter.
Which I thought was kind of interesting for him to go as high as he did. I mean, not saying he's not worthy of that position, but to go as high as he did, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by what position he's going to end up playing, if he's not going to play both.
He may need a quarterback, but they're going to take a receiver.
Yep,
well,
or a corner.
A specialty player.
Yep. All right, number three, the New York Giants select Armond Membu, offensive tackle to Missouri. Now, the Giants aren't taking a quarterback. Now, we know they signed two of them, right?
Yeah.
They signed Jameis. They signed Russell Wilson.
Who do you think going to start? I know we talked about it a little
Russell.
Bit.
I think Russell.
Who do you think should start?
Does it matter?
Well.
So there, you can already bet on win totals for next year. Had you seen theirs?
Three.
3.5. So it's the lowest in the NFL. I mean, is that going to change much? I mean, like, they're terrible. I mean, we know this.
Garbage.
And they play in a division with the Eagles and the Commanders. All right, number four, the New England Patriots like Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. Number
the
five,
Patriots. They might have a pretty,
Milt,
yeah.
And they signed Stephon Diggs last night.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah, they might be all right.
They have added a lot this offseason. If they get Carter to go along with Harold Landry and Milton Williams, they've added a lot. I think Drake May could play. I think they might be a surprise.
Yeah,
this year.
Kyle's a big fan of Drake May.
I think they got something going with Vrabel. All right, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, number five to Jacksonville. Let's scroll down, Hugh, to the Philadelphia Eagles. So yesterday, we got an offensive guard in Kyle Screams. Today, it's not an offensive guard, but Hugh Douglas, it is an offensive player with a 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, latest mock at CBS Sports. The Eagles select Luther Burden III, wide receiver out of Missouri, 6'205". Here is what they said about him here in this write-up. Burden is clearly talented. He's young. The Eagles don't have a drastic need at wide receiver, so Burden can slowly work his way into a prominent role. Hugh, your thoughts on Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Missouri.
Slot receiver. And you know what my first initial thought was? Man, they are adding more weapons for Jalen Hurts to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. That was my first thought.
So here is what I saw a scouting report on. One, 75% of his catches were inside of 10 yards. He's like the quick hitter. You throw it to him and he goes. The second thing
is... He got burst, too. He's a 4-4 guy.
Yep. So the comp from an NFC scout was his playing style is like Jerry Judy, but with Amon-Ra St. Brown's hands.
Ooh.
And toughness.
I like that.
I love Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I like that. Man, listen. I just think it's kind of ironic. The last couple mocks that we've seen is that they're adding more weapons for Jalen Hurts. And, you know, there's not a lot of pressure. Like, he's going to play, no question about that. But it's not a lot of pressure in that offense for him to be great, if you will. Like, because you're a complimentary player. You're a change of pace kind of guy. Like, both of them. When we talked about the young running back, and we talk about this potential receiver. It's you're in already a stacked offense where you're a luxury.
Not a necessity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, every time I say that, that has turned into a trigger warning.
It has. I can't hear luxury without thinking necessity.
No, and you know what's funny? I have found myself in public, going out and having to explain to people. Like, in a nice way. I mean, they've been nice. It hasn't been, like, adversarial like it is on this show for the most part.
That's right.
It's been real.
That's right.
We've had conversations with people like, what do you mean? What do you mean about the defense? Like, so once I explain it to them and they understand it, they're cool. But I just find it weird. We've won the Super Bowl and I've been proven wrong, but people still – they feel some kind of way about that.
Oh, people hold on to that forever. By the way, you tried to explain it to Kyle and I for 2 years, and we still say it wrong.
We still don't buy it.
All right, but before we get Kyle's take on the Luther Burden idea, Hugh, I had another thought when I saw this. Like, if the Eagles took a receiver in the first round, you know what else is in my mind?
What's that?
Well, we've talked about how in the next coming years, the roster is going to get more expensive on defense, right? It's cheap on defense now. But 3 years from now, they could have Carter on a big deal, Nolan Smith on a big deal, Quinion and Cooper, right? And I think at some point, something's going to have to budge. There's just not enough money to pay four or five defensive players and all the offense players. Well, if you have a cheap wide receiver, one of the expensive wide receivers down the line can go.
You can go.
AJ approaches his 30th birthday in a couple years, if they take a receiver and he hits, that guy's cheap in 2 years, and AJ might – or Devontae, but I think AJ more likely to go.
Yeah, it's the NFL in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But – with all that happening, if we get another Super Bowl, I don't think anybody would be upset. Well, if AJ and those guys get another Super Bowl, I don't think anybody would be upset.
It's roster planning. I mean, like when they drafted Nolan Smith to eventually move off of Reddick because they wanted him to be cheaper and take the plan. But I'd be surprised, not shocked. Kyle, your thought, Luther Burden III.
So I'm not going to freak out like I did yesterday with the offensive guard.
Okay.
Nothing bothers me more than mocking offensive guards to the Eagles. You compared yesterday's pick... I shouldn't say compare, but you dubbed it a luxury pick for the Eagles. This would be way more of a luxury pick.
It would.
For the Eagles.
There's not a need there. Like,
right.
They don't even throw the ball to the third receiver.
So a couple things pop into my head with this. If they are going to part ways with Dallas Goedert, I wonder if they just load up and do like more of a wide receiver thing, like just throw a ton of wide receivers on the field. The other thing that pops into my head is if they did make this pick at 32... it tells me that they do expect this defense to take a little bit of a step back next year.
They need more offense.
And they need more offense. Now, I guess the last thing it makes me think of is that we wouldn't have much to say to Hugh for a little while.
I know. So for that reason I'm rooting against this pick.
Why, that's what I'm talking about.
Because we can't have you have another win.
Listen.
I'm petty.
No, but we know how you'll take. You will peacock in the next day and say, look at me now. Oh, you will.
I would not say a word.
Hold on. If
yes,
they draft a wide receiver after losing all these defensive players,
I promise you.
Your head won't fit through the door.
No, I promise you I won't say a word.
That's a lie.
It's just a lie.
Cut the audio. Yeah. When he says I won't say a word, you're going to do a draft right at the link.
I said when you gave us the mock draft, I didn't say a word because and everybody's looking like, well, you know, they're talking about thinking of a receiver. I looked the other way. Because I knew what you were thinking. I knew you were thinking.
Remember,
we know this is going to happen.
Remember Ike's reaction to AJ being traded for on draft night? That's going to be you if we take this kid.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
Yeah. No,
I'm
not. Here's what you'll do then. You'll come in the next day and say, isn't it interesting? If you look at it, they've let all these defensive players go, and they draft an offensive guy.
But wouldn't it be interesting, though?
Like, no, it'd be annoying. Yeah.
The fact that, like, I mean, if we want to, since we're here,
this is just a mock draft.
I'm just saying, since we're here, well, everybody talk about how they talking about loading up on offense. I mean, it kind of plays into what I've been screaming.
You walked into it, and I told you so before it happened. It didn't even happen. This is all make believe.
I'm just saying.
You know what Hugh does all the time?
What I do?
That bothers me.
Thank you for being honest. What do I do that bothers you, Kyle?
You replace the phrase, "I just find it interesting," when you want to be petty and give a take.
Yes.
That's really what you mean. I just find it interesting. No, just say it. I was right about this, or I think this. I find it interesting. You're just tap dancing around what you really want to say.
Why do you have to be so loud about it, though?
WIP, we're only loud.
You know what? This is what's going to happen, because all the defensive people that see me out of public, if they draft the receiver, they're going
to
throw.
You're supposed to be a defensive person.
That bothered you. They're going to throw eggs at me. Expensive eggs, too.
No, no,
and I'm going to try to catch them.
You think someone's throwing eggs at $6.50 a carton?
No, they're not. They're not.
No,
they're not.
I mean, at this point, it might as well
just
be
mad at me, though. They're going to be definitely
All right, another Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, 215-592-9494. It took us 8 minutes. We got to the reality that, Hugh, if they draft an offensive player, he will peacock
around. He's just going to find it interesting.
Yeah, I just find it interesting as I am losing my mind over here. You lose defensive player after defensive player.
I won't say that either because that bothers Kyle.
I just find it interesting.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
No, because you know where I got that from? And you just gave me PTSD. Tobias Harris nonsense. It's so fascinating. No, just say that you like Tobias Harris.
No, I'm not.
Say that you have his jersey.
No.
Admit it.
But I haven't checked the standings lately. I haven't checked the standings.
The Pistons are going to make the playoffs.
Okay, thank you, Joe, because I didn't check the standings.
Yeah, that's so fascinating.
But thank you. And guess who made the playoffs last year with Tobias was here?
The Sixers.
It's fascinating.
I know.
The level of irritation that Joe has with me right now.
It's not even about Tobias Harris.
I'm just saying.
The Sixers suck.
For whatever reason, the Detroit Lions
just
are going to the playoffs.
Just say the reason that you think it is.
Listen.
It's not him that's dragging him and Paul, them there. They've got good young players.
Don't him and Paul George play the same position?
Yes, and Paul George is a disaster.
I'm just saying.
No, that's fascinating, Joe. He's right.
I'm just saying.
It's just
him and Paul George play the same position. Paul George, I mean, he hurt. He stopped podcasting to get ready to play.
He stinks.
And Tobias going to the playoffs.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm just saying, man.
But if you want to say that they wasted money on Paul George when they had,
I'm just saying
they paid. I know they paid for supposed to be a better him, and it's the same thing. It's crap.
Just say they should have kept Tobias, in your opinion, and not. I find it fascinating.
No, listen,
the tap dancing, all that.
Let me tell you, Kyle. Tobias Harris wouldn't have made it here another season. People weren't going for that. That wasn't going to happen.
I wouldn't have made it.
No, nobody was going for that. But wouldn't it have been ironic if he was here and they made it to the playoffs?
Well, they still would have sucked with Tobias. I mean, let's not get this confused. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We are live today, and we have enjoyed our time hanging out at Sterling Limousine and Transportation. Here's a great place. You got a ride up here today. We're excited to be here.
Nice cat. What's that? Is that the Escalade? With them captain's chairs?
And you get to go home in a ride?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, they're going to make me walk.
It was a nice ride. Walk home.
It was a nice ride, man. And it was diesel. And you know what's funny? Because a lot of cars, you remember, if anybody remembers, in my age demographic, we used to ride in a diesel. It'd be rattling. Mm. This one, I didn't even know it was a diesel. I thought it was one of those electric vehicles. It's really nice. It was a really nice ride, man.
Well, we appreciate them having us. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Autism Foundation for a sit-in. So we're happy to be here today. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a different version of Trey Turner this season? Yes or no? Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Ah, Joey G. How are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Hob, what'd you say they had you in the Cadillac?
It was a Cadillac Escalade.
Dude, they got great transportation over there. I actually grew up. Did you get to meet Johnny yet?
Johnny,
we've met so many.
We've met a lot of people, basically everyone here.
So yes,
Johnny's the. I know the family. The Donahues are the ones that own the company. They're real good guys. Real good people.
Great people. They're really nice to us. I agree with you. Yeah, good people. Nice place. And this is the place to come.
Dude, Johnny was my head football coach, Hawk. So you got to talk to him about football.
How about
dude,
that? We'll get the truth about Dustin. Go ahead,
you
Dustin.
Guys know who their cousin is?
Ava?
Ava Graham.
Ava the Saver.
She was here with us a little earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're good people over there. Great service, dude. Great service.
Dustin, what are you feeling on Trey?
I feel you had a caller call up about a half an hour ago that was saying everybody needs to relax. We got him here for a long time. We know what he's capable of. I've been saying it since the spring training of last year. He should not be playing shortstop. When he makes those bonehead plays and those errors, that gets into his head for weeks to come. Bryson Stott should be playing shortstop, in my personal opinion. I think that's where he should be playing. And I think we had the problem solved. They should be sticking Trey out in outfield. Let the legs stay loose the whole game. When he gets on base, I like the idea of putting him as the leadoff because it's bringing him back to where he kind of is used to and a kind of good feeling. And like Hogg was saying, he had a caller yesterday. Those home runs out of Schwarbaum, dude, they're great. But why not do it with a man on first or second? Like, I think bringing him up in the lineup and bringing that speed up into the lineup, I think it's going to be a different outcome. I mean, nobody's really talking about – think about when we get Painter back. Like, our starting lineup is going to be no team in baseball starting five rotation is going to be able to compete with the Phillies. Like, I think everybody needs to take a step back. It's early. It's a long season. Yes, we paid him like a superstar, and he's playing above average, if that. But we also know that superstar's in there. And baseball is a stretch of a game, a stretch of a season. Let him just work his thing. And I think we're going to be all right. I think everybody, what happened last year at the Mets, that sucked. But at the same time, we also know what this team's capable of. And I hate to be a cliche saying, and Hogg, I know I'm going on here. But I hate to be a cliche saying, but it's a long season, and you got to be hot at the right time. We saw it last year, and I think this team is capable of doing it. I have all the faith in the world.
Well, they're capable. They just got to do it. And the crazy part, Dustin, you're bringing up the outfield with Trey, and like you think it should be Stott short. I think Trey could be a really good outfielder. I mean, he did it when he was young. He still can run. Robin Yount was a Hall of Famer that played 10 years at shortstop, 10 years in the outfield. Like, I think Trey could be a good outfielder. It drives me crazy that they won't even broach this because we know he's not a good shortstop.
It's crazy because the definition of insanity is expecting something to change without changing anything, right? So we see what these guys did at shortstop, man. Like switch it up a little bit and let's put our superstar. Who knows? Hogg, I'm with you. I love Rojas, and I love him because of his ability to cover field. Well, we got that in Trey. We got the legs in him. Put him out there. Let him shag some balls. I think not sticking him in the outfield is hurting the Phillies more than helping them.
I'd agree, Dustin, man. I appreciate the phone call. Over under, how many more years is Trey going to play shortstop? If I set the number at 1.5, so this would be what this year is 1. And then, so if he plays shortstop all the way through next year, that would be over the 1.5. How many more years do you think we get Trey at shortstop?
I say over.
So you think he's going to play shortstop this year and next year?
Yeah, I think he plays well this year. I'm holding out hope for that. I think he plays well this year.
Kyle, what really do you go with? I think it's an under. I think this is his last year as the Phillies' primary shortstop.
Really?
I think Aiden Miller is going to take the job next year. And they're
okay, I guess it. I'd maybe say 2 more.
You know what?
I think they're
going to want to hang on to him being the shortstop for as long as they can, especially with the amount of money they paid him.
Yeah, and the speed hasn't gone anywhere, Joe. Like, if his speed was declining, I think you have a case for that. Now you're more mad at the defensive plays.
Well, yeah, because you're right. It's not that sometimes shortstops decline because their athleticism goes, their quick twitch goes away, and they can't move.
He can move.
He just
makes
bad plays.
Yeah. I think he cuts down on those this year because of the work that he's put in. I would be where you are with him. If he couldn't move,
right?
He can still move.
Thing.
Yeah, it's not a physical thing. It's more, I want to say, mental. And I think part of his defense was the fact that he was struggling at the plate a little bit.
I think that's definitely contributed. And I think it's a concentration thing with him too. Sometimes, like, he'll just sail a ball that he's throwing across the diamond for no reason. Set your feet and throw the baseball. I mean, he obviously can do it. Let's go to Joe, who I know is ready for some baseball. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, you, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, you ready for tomorrow?
I'm a little disgusted with them, but you, I just want to forgive you about the growing up in my teen years. Motown was my my groups there, and the Supremes. I believe there was only three of them. Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. I'll give you an Eagles thing. I said first round pick, they should go after that cornerback from Notre Dame, Ben Morrison. You can even come down a couple spots. And I just looked this guy up, and you're talking about running backs. If they want a running back, he's supposed to go maybe in the late third or fourth round. It's Cam Scadabo.
Oh, the Arizona State kid.
Right.
Oh,
there we go, baby.
People would love him here.
They're talking about that. This Genty, right? In the top five there. You know, Penn State did a job on him when he played in the ball game. They stopped him. And this Scadabo, he was stopped
running back from
in the
Arizona
first
State.
Half by Texas.
Yeah.
Right? Well, and then he ran all over him in the second half. You know,
he's a good player. Yeah, he was very good in the college football playoff, for sure. Joe, what are you upset with Dombrowski about?
Okay, first of all, Dombrowski, you're within the last week of the season, and you don't have your bullpen set up. You had to go on the waiver wire to get Hernandez.
Hernandez they got from the Royals, yep.
Right, if Suarez doesn't get hurt, this would have been their bullpen. The three R's. Ross, Romano, Ruiz, three left-handers, Alvarado, Strom, and Banks. And then it would have been Kirkring and Walker, okay? And now, so you got the injury, so Walker goes into the five spot, and now they go with this guy Hernandez. I see them in the beginning couple series, good pitching from our starters. They lose games in the bullpen. If they're not using Alvarado or Kirkring, they're going to lose games. They're not.
I agree, Joe. I agree with the bullpen is probably my biggest concern with the team. Like just like the personnel, like we know what the offense is. They'll score enough. The pitching should be starting pitch should be very good. The bullpen feels thin to me, Joe. It feels thinner than it has in years past.
He's going to pitch this. That's why Thompson should have been removed. He's going to pitch to these pockets. Whose idea is that? Is that him? Is that Caleb, the
Cotham,
pitching coach? If Romano can save 40 plus games, they give him the opportunity, then we're going to be okay. Or where is Painter going to start out at? You know, and what level? Because you get him up here as the five starter, and you put Suarez into the bullpen. Ranger would be like a Swiss army knife there.
And we know he's done it well before. I mean, he closed out the NLCS. He could do that.
And you don't have to worry about him. Is he had too many pitches? Is that whatever? And you know about you got to stop. You got to sign Schwarber, okay? And Suarez has said he loves it here. I know he has Boris as his agent. But you know, I think you can be able to sign him, and you must sign Schwarber. You know, he's hit 46, 40, 45, and 38 home runs. You can't let him go to the end of the season. You got to sign him. You know, I think they're going to have problems. The guy I wanted was Jurison Profar. He's with the Braves.
Yeah.
He'll be leading off for them. To Acuna.
Yeah, he's a good player. The Braves didn't have a splashy offseason, but they did add him, Joe, and he's going to be a pain in the neck for us. Yeah.
Yeah, and we need a catcher. I would have sent Baum off, for that Gabby Marino. I'm going to be watching them.
I know you are. They're going to be a thorn in our side too, because we might fight them for a wild card spot. Joe, appreciate it. You feel that, Hugh? Joe's in baseball mode.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He is ready.
He always drops a lot of knowledge when he calls us.
I mean, he's ready.
I appreciate
that. The bullpen. We didn't even play a game yet.
Yeah, not one.
He is ready. All
he's
right.
Locked in.
Yep. As we all going to be tomorrow. Opening day tomorrow. The Phillies and the Nationals. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, a lot to get to in our final segment today before we hand it over to the afternoon show. Expectations this year for Trey Turner, more of the same, or Well, we see more out of him now. He's the leadoff hitter. Expectations, mine, not very high. I think he's going to be similar to what he's been his first 2 years in Philadelphia. Hugh believes we're getting a better version of Trey Turner. And speaking of expectations, did John Tortorella bite off a bit more than he could chew? We got to play this quote from Tortorella, what he said yesterday, react to it. And we might have to end what I consider a top five, if not top three, Herb in the Northeast phone call I've ever heard on this radio station. Some of that from yesterday. It was an all-time. We'll hit you all with it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Great song. Great song. Want to let everyone know where we are today, of course, Hugh. A remote show. We've been at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Service today. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. We really appreciate being here today. Great hospitality, great setup they gave us. Someone brought us cookies.
Some cookies, man.
This has been awesome. We appreciate being here. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, and we'll discuss the Trey Turner thing, tomorrow opening day for the Phillies, 4 o'clock game in Washington, so we get to do an opening day show before the first pitch tomorrow. But, Hugh, yesterday I was in the car. And I'm not always in the car like in the 5 o'clock hour, but yesterday I happened to be. And I heard some of what was maybe a top three Herb in the Northeast phone call ever to WIP.
So, what happened?
Well, we're going to play some of it. But here's some stuff that didn't make it into the clip we're going to play. He called in to talk about the Joy Taylor story from a couple months ago.
What do you mean? Whatever do you mean?
You know exactly. You mean
the peanut butter skin? Yeah.
You're going to be all right?
Hey, man. Can, and I'm going to leave it alone. She's leaned into that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
She's leaned all the way into
And Herb leaned all the way into the story because he wanted to break down every aspect of the lawsuit and the whole thing.
He was talking about that.
Oh, yeah. He went into the stuff that wasn't supposed to happen that happened and all that. So that's where he started.
We got to talk about it. I feel like we had to talk about this off.
Okay. Yes. Well, he probably should have as well. So we had that. And then at some point, he and Spike were going back and forth.
He's still mad at Spike from what he told us.
Yeah, see, him and Spike are having beef right now. And at some point, they got into the fact that Spike's siblings live in, his brother and sister live in the L.A. area, California. And, and Herb said to him, you should go out there and get your own show out there. So Herb's trying to kick Spike out of the city.
When you told me that, I was like, because you know how my mind works. I was like, L.A. is a nice place.
Yeah, no, but he was trying to get rid of
Spike. He's trying to get rid of Okay, got you.
And now, then, go ahead. Kyle.
Yeah, so just, where this picks up from. Because you know how if you try to respond to something Herb says, he's already moved on to the next thing.
He's in his neck.
Y'all know I'm stuck on
so
the
So that's where this is.
I want to know that part of the story.
Let's hear some of the call yesterday.
This morning I was driving into
you
work.
Should go to LA.
Your boy Joe Camerata, Fritz, he's
who? Joe who?
Man.
You heard him.
You know he's going to lose anyway. He's going to lose. He's a loser.
Joe who?
Camerata from the morning.
The morning show, yeah.
Joe Camerata.
Nigga Ronnie.
Yeah.
You were on the show this morning.
I know.
You were on with Camerata?
Yep.
Oh.
I like how I just keep it moving.
Oh.
This morning, man, he called in.
Yeah. Sounds like a traitor to me. You know, why don't you go to LA?
They were interviewing Mike.
Oh, okay.
John Ritchie, he should go. He should go. Stanford's looking for a football coach.
Yeah, you should leave too.
You're trying to get rid of John Ritchie.
Yep, and Camerata and me.
Go for that.
This is really.
I think John likes it here.
Yeah,
His kids are here.
I know. I'm just messing.
Well, Andrew Luck is the new AD.
Is he?
Well, not AD. General manager.
GM.
He's in charge of a lot of things in college.
Yeah.
Just saying, if Michigan State offers me the general manager job, I'm rolling.
Joe Camerata.
Michigan State. How about
Michigan
them?
Got a lot of pie holes.
Oh, man, you love Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo.
Joe Camerata.
Jay Rice got two, and all these other guys got like two.
I know. We got to get Izzo back in there, man.
Wood is the only one that's got like all.
Yeah, him and Boeheim.
10 or 12.
Camerata.
Garrett Paul is back.
Whoa.
I think he's got a shot to the Final Four.
What was that?
Oh, Calipari.
Who's the coach of Arkansas?
I think he got a shot, man. That team plays for him.
Sounded like you a little bit there.
So So we had now on, I will not be able to get out of my head that Joe DeCamera's name is Joe Camerata.
Joe Camerata.
And he leaned into it. He leaned all the
way. Yeah, Camerata.
Camerata and Richie.
You have to respect the fact that he leaned so hard into it.
Yeah, and that Calipari was butchered. I mean, that was Tua Tagovailoa esque. I mean, that was.
See, I like how Kyle did that. Because, Kyle, you know, after he was long talking so much, you know I checked out. So I'm glad you replayed it because I missed that last part.
Butchered Kyle. Yeah,
he killed that. He killed that day.
I can't even get it out now.
He killed that part. I love the fact that whatever we're talking about, Herb finds the time to call in. And we do a great job of setting up. You do a great job of planning the show, you and Kyle, and all this other stuff. And when Herb calls in, Herb always talks about exactly what he wants to talk about.
You're in
Herb
his
show.
Mercy.
It's the Herb show.
And we will chime in and say, you know, you might say, hey, Herb, we talking about this. And he'll be like, whatever. And just talk about what he wants.
If you
talk
had
about.
To rank your favorite parts, my three favorite are him telling Spike to leave to go to L.A. Then you have Camerato, and then you have whatever that Calipari.
Calipari, you know, I'm all for because I laugh at myself. Like when I do my reads and I screw words up, I just think it's funny because you know there are some out there that they want to be literal scholars all the time, and they want to enunciate everything perfect. Ain't nobody perfect, and so when I do it. And I know that I do it because I know Kyle knows that I do it. I just laugh because I know it's probably going to be a cut somewhere.
Yeah, a legit threat.
Everyone stumbles over their words sometimes.
It happens.
But wait, so the Calipari thing happens. Okay, that's not a huge deal. How do you get Camerato from tequila?
I was wondering.
Joe Camerato.
Maybe it's more so just like when I know it's Schwarber, but I say Schwarbel.
But at least you have this. We went from a D leading the word to a C.
I know, and maybe that's just how he wants to pronounce it.
Okay.
Because let's be real here. Because Herb's reality, which I'm okay with, is a lot different than everybody else's.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's cool. I'm all for you living your truth. Just like when, you know, sometimes you guys like to say Elliot has some crazy takes. I like the fact that Elliot, since I've been here since day one, believes in everything that comes out of his mouth. I think that's a special trait to have, whether or not it's true or not.
He beat the lie detector test.
Yes.
I mean, he couldn't figure out what he was saying.
And there's something about that. You know, perfect example, again, not picking on anybody, but I just find it fascinating how Asante Samuel and Deion Sanders are going back and forth about who was better. Mm. And Asante, in his heart of hearts, and you see him on his video talking about it, there's nobody on this planet that could tell Asante Samuels that he is not as good or better than Deion Sanders.
He doesn't have to believe it. I could say it, though.
No, and that's fine.
He wasn't as good.
But I respect the level of conviction that he has for his stance.
Sure. No, yeah.
There's something to be said about that, Joe.
Conviction is important.
Yeah, and it's something to be said. Because a lot of times, let me go and wrap it up for y'all. Because a lot of times, I'm going to bring it all home for y'all. Because a lot of times when you stand on an island by yourself, like often that I do.
Oh, boy.
And when you find out that you're right, just for example, like this defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Is this important to do right now?
Huh?
Is this important to do right now?
No, I'm just saying right now. Okay. I have to do it.
This is a joke,
just like
quite
when
frankly.
I, you know, when I told y'all defense was a luxury, not a necessity, and then the chickens came home to roost.
Oh.
The best defense at franchise
And now we let all those defensive players go, and we're starting
mistake.
To – get more offensive weapons?
Mistake.
That kind of, like, wait, I feel vindicated.
What does this have to do with Herb?
Nothing.
I'm just saying, I feel vindicated. I'm just, this I, just, is I, just ultimate, I just feel
this
vindicated.
This is me, Guy Douglas.
I just feel vindicated.
This has
I'm just
nothing
saying.
To do with it.
I was telling a story that I tried to tie it in for y'all to understand. That's all I did. All right. I just tied it in and used it.
The ambiguity.
Ambiguity. Yeah, that was going to live in infamy.
All right, well, speaking of the devil, Herb in the Northeast is up. What's up, Herb?
What's going on, Joe?
Herb, what's up?
What's going on, Herb?
I'm taking a lot of heat from that afternoon show. You know
I thought it was a great call, and I agree with you on Camerato.
Camerato ain't got no chance.
No shot.
Joe Camerato. Jack ain't superstar either.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, yeah, come on.
You know what I mean? He's just like the rest of them. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, Jack's just a guy. I mean, he's average as they get.
Jack says he threw 85. Figure about like 78, 80. That's what he threw.
One time Jack and I went to Reading, and he said he could throw 80.
Right away,
he did not do it on the radar.
That Herb's not too worried.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell if he's throwing 85.
He can't throw 85.
I can tell just by my eyes. I don't need a gun. I don't need nothing.
I
know what's going on.
What can you hit on the gun, Herb?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
I could probably get up, not now, but I was like 25 years ago. I can get it up to like mid-80s, you
know. Mid-80s?
One time, my buddy Bartlett told me I was throwing 90.
Who
back
did?
In 86, 87.
Buddy Bartlett?
Yeah,
Bartlett, the former
know.
Shortstop?
Well, my buddy Bartlett used to play for DCP, you know what
sure,
I'm saying?
Course,
and LaSalle, you know?
So why didn't you turn pro then, Herb? I mean, you throw 90, you got
know.
A shot.
I don't know because I started lifting weights. That's why.
Got swole.
You know, when you start lifting weights, you're now looking like a football player.
That's
you get
different.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
talked to JT about that, and that's why he was, you know, the body.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the bench?
What are you doing on the bench now? Like 250?
I used to do 225. I used to do. The max was 225, but I used to do, I told you, 180, 185, multiple reps. Nobody can, let me tell you, Ryan Baldinger, I worked out with him down there
finger.
At Route 73 at the old Bowie. He used to work out with me, Dahani Jones, all the linebackers, Seminole. They all know me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Outlifted,
sure.
Outlifted Dahani Jones.
I had the big 17-inch arms. Yeah, boy.
Uh-oh.
Like Popeye, you know what I mean? Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah,
you know?
Spinach and olive oil. How do we forget? So, Herb, you think Spike should leave to go to L.A.? Kick him out of here?
Yeah, we should kick him out of there the way, you know what I mean? This way he could be over there with his family.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
All three, you know what I mean?
Are you going to take his spot? Are you going to sit in his spot, Jack?
Yeah, I'll take his spot if you want me to take his spot.
What do you think? What afternoon show with Ike and with Jack and with Herb.
Who's the quarterback?
Herb.
A few years ago when Hollis Thomas was working, okay, I said about getting a job with you guys, and we were going to call it the H&H Show.
Oh, that would have worked.
Now that you was around back here, we could call it H&H again because that's Herb and Hugh.
So
you
can
get Hollis back, and then there's three.
No disrespect, Herb, but I got a partner.
Yeah.
I got a partner. That, like, Joe's my dude.
I know that's your partner. You know what I'm saying?
But you try to take Joe's job.
Well, he just wants a job. I mean, it doesn't matter who takes it. Take Camerato's job. You can lead the morning show, Herb. Are you a morning person?
Yes and no. It all depends.
He said
mean?
Yes
all
and no.
Depends.
I don't think Rod is going to be too confident on the yes and no.
I don't like getting up too early, like 3
well,
in the
morning. Well, it's tough to do a morning show, yeah.
It's rough.
No,
I've done
that.
What do you think about Trey Turner, Herb? Is Trey Turner going to have a good season?
Way to get the show back.
I'm trying.
They're all going to have a good season if they do what I said, okay? If they don't do what I said, they're just going to be, who knows, you know? Who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Well, get Dombrowski in the horn and get your plan. I'll fire Kevin Long. You be that.
He knows.
He better.
He's been around a long time. But I'm heading to a game right now. I got a game at.
Oh, you got an umpire. All right, next time you call, we'll talk about the Joy Taylor thing. You and Hugh can break
down. Yeah, I was on yesterday. Yes, there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of stuff about her and what's his name from Dallas.
Acho.
Yep.
No, what's his name? He got like $17 million in the bank.
Oh, he's talking about Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless.
I'm talking about Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is the problem because they got rid of him, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, they did.
They got rid of him right away.
Put him out the pasture. Yep.
He got money. He approached the girl that's the hairdresser.
Yeah, I think we can stop here. Yeah, that, we appreciate it. And we probably should
Joe trying to get it back on track.
It does sound like he has a healthy respect for you, though, Joe.
Julio and Hugh Douglas.
Listen, he knows my name. I mean, camarada.
No, you know what? I find what he's talking about intriguing. But let's
what
be honest,
part?
Herb.
Which
well,
part?
He's talking about doing a show, but Herb, my track record with co-hosts ain't been the greatest. Like, Joe's the only co-host that I've ever worked with that I ain't tried to put hands on. And we get together. I appreciate that. We get along fine. That's hard to find in this business. Because when I was at ESPN, I was allegedly going to put hands on my coworker there.
Allegedly.
You got five minutes, I'm going to break your face.
And then I was in Atlanta. You know, I ain't really get along with co-hosts down there, so I'm comfortable with the co-host that I have now. Yeah. So you know what I mean. You probably don't want to work with me.
Well, Herb, I appreciate someone who's persistent, and that would be Herb in the Northeast. All right. Speaking of someone that a lot of people probably want to put hands on in his career, John Tortorella. Can we hear from him last night? Head coach of your Flyers, who certainly sounds like he probably wants to be somewhere else at this point. Let's hear Tortorella after last night's game.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration. But this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
Wow. I'm not really interested in coaching this type of team, this type of season. Well, John, you signed up for this. I mean, like, this. Are they breaking news to anyone that they're not a great team this year? They're in a rebuild? Like, did he not realize what he signed up for?
You know what? I heard when I heard Coach Tort say that. It's two things. I think that he's here. And the reason he is – I like the fact that he's – very, very forthcoming, very, very transparent. I think that's why the players like him as much as they do. But another thing that I thought about immediately after I heard that cut was, you ever seen that movie where the dude had a can of gasoline and he started in the middle and he poured it all over himself and he lit the match?
Yeah, that's kind of that?
That's kind of what he did. There are certain – like, but you have to appreciate his honesty. And it sounds like – I don't think that he says anything willy-nilly. I don't. And I think that – he has expressed that to Jonesy and who else is it? Briere. I think he's expressed that to both of those guys. So I don't think he feels like he said anything that was like breaking news. It's breaking news to us, but it's probably for him. It's like, dog, I didn't want to do this anyway.
I know, but like, he knew it was a rebuild. Like, yeah. He had to know.
He knew that when they had all them young players.
Yeah, like, if you look at the range of potential outcomes for the season, this was one of them. They have fallen to the second fewest points in the Eastern Conference. I mean, Kyle, I know some people had some hope at the beginning of this year they could sneak in. That's not going to happen. Yeah. They've fallen apart at the end again. But he can't be shocked that this is the team he has. This is what he signed up for.
Not only did he sign up for it, but he was one of the people openly pushing for the Flyers to rebuild.
Right.
When he got here. So it's weird because there were some signs last season of him sort of like checking out on the idea of having to coach up a young team. When he was going upstairs, not coaching from the bench, but watching from the booth, I wonder if he's looking to get a front office gig.
And he believes in the group, but he doesn't want to do this particular
out
job.
On the, yeah, I don't know if he wants to be the one that brings him up.
Maybe. I mean, it is a bizarre quote. I mean, it feels like it's almost like, please, get me out of here. Fire me. Let me move somewhere else in the organization. That was a strong one last night. 215-592-9494. Let's end with a couple phone calls here. But first, let me tell you, to see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra, it's a Philly Sports Put to Music at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. For tickets, joeconklin.com. Joeconklin.com. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
What's going on,
man? Bruce, what's up?
Man, look, I was listening to you because I'm actually in the corporate office and I had to step away. I was dying laughing. I don't remember the guy's name pointing out to him. He was talking about Hugh, you know, and he called you a skinny punk and then he said he was being gassy.
I know. That's Carmen. Carmen is a disrespectful caller. I mean, really.
But I was dying to look. Hey, look, my ears fucked up. Look, he advocated for Gassy Hugh to win this title. So everybody out there in Philly, yo, keep that bracket going because I'm the purveyor of Gassy
Hugh. Oh, we will. I mean, I have put a bet on Gassy Hugh at +450 to win the whole thing, and I expect to win that bet. Yeah, I bet on him.
Yes, sir.
So Bruce, what are you feeling about Trey Turner?
Man, Trey Turner, man, he's a fraud. I mean, you know, this guy refused to look at anything from last year. I think his attitude is just not blasé about what he's going to do. I just don't expect him to change. Maybe we'll see some results from the other team members, but I just don't have any faith in him. He's going to have to show me that his approach is going to be different instead of just talking about it and believing. So until I see that from him, my attitude remains the same about him, being a spoiled brat about the criticism.
Listen, Bruce, I don't think you're the only one, man. We appreciate the phone call. You're not the only one. I mean, he's got to be better. This town is ready for Trey to play like the player we thought he was. Dave in Berlin wants to comment on John Tortorella's comments. What's up, Dave?
I just wanted to say, the way he said, I just can't wait until it's at the end. Like, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. He's putting a death nail into the Flyers that they already have. We obviously know it. You know, it doesn't much encourage season ticket holders to want to line up and get next year's seats if this guy's still here. I think he's just trying to get himself back.
I think that's what it felt like, a coach trying to get himself fired. Or maybe Kyle was onto it, like move to a different part of the organization. Because when you say you're ready for the end, like, you have a team to coach. Season's not over.
He doesn't say anything really.
He can't wait till season's over. He doesn't want to coach these guys. He doesn't know how to coach these guys. And not really interested in learning how to coach this way. It's horrible.
Well, it is, and it's tough for me to believe, like, when he walks back in there today or tomorrow, and Dave, we appreciate the phone call, that they're going to be listening to him. If your leader tells you I'm disinterested, why would I be interested in what you have to say anymore?
Yeah.
I'm going to check out too.
You're getting up.
We're all checking out.
Yeah, they're not checked into that. You're asking yourself, wow, you know, everything. Well, everything that he tried to teach you during the course of the season, like, you look at that and you think he really didn't want to. Like, you were more of a burden than, you know, a project, you know. So, yeah,
well,
it's tough.
If I'm a player, I'm like, okay, so you're checked out? I'm supposed to, like, if
you – Yeah, I'm supposed to be checked in and you're checked out?
Yeah, and why would I listen to anything you're saying the rest of the season?
Yeah, because you're crazy. You're good and crazy.
You're out. You're done with us here. Which, listen, if he wants to be done, he could be done. It was a pretty wild quote there from John Tortorella last night. All right, let's do a final check-in of the poll because, Hugh, today we had a 50-50 poll throughout most of the show. Let's check in on most of these. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Yes, 51%. No, 49%. You counting this as a win for yourself?
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I am.
All right. The Phillies leading all teams in walks during spring training. Good sign means nothing. 55%. Hopium saying yes, it is a good sign. Does Trey Turner get too much heat? No, at 59%. So most people think the heat for Trey is
I'll
more
tell
than
you what that song go, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, you're gonna walk away. Would a win today?
I'll take the two.
All right, we're back in the studio tomorrow getting ready for opening day. We want to thank Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services for having us today. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Hugh, enjoy your ride home.
No, I am. And them captains taking them captain's chairs.
A stress-free ride home for Hugh Douglas. All right, everyone have a great rest of your Wednesday. Today's the final day without Phillies baseball.
We get to talk about a game.
Yes, until hopefully November, at least hopefully October, but we got a long time. Phillies baseball starts tomorrow. We'll talk about it all day. Have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!